attention now, it's futile to flee. Your elements of harmony are worthless to me. So please, you can't beat me, just fire away. I'll shrug it off and live to laugh another day. My hatred and wisdom are 1,000 years old. Millennia trends don't invest by the cold. Your princess couldn't save you, now you have no hope. You're hanging yourself, I'm just providing a rope. Don't hate me cause I'm funny, don't hate me cause I'm beautiful.
Remember about 5 years ago or so, back before YouTube had a huge royalty free or kind of legally co-opted music database that content creators could use, and they only had like 3 songs at the time that they had all the rights to. Okay, that was kind of an exaggeration, but still, you'd go and you'd watch all these video game montages and they'd have like the same music, namely one song. I don't have that song, it was terrible, but this is one of those tracks and it always brings back memories. This is Groove Cutter with My Shooter.
My shooter, won't you?
Pan down the volume because that one ends very abruptly. That's kind of a bad copy of the song. I think I have another, and that was not the right one. But hey, you have to give YouTube its props for having a full 25% of its royalty-free music actually be good at that one point in time. That is, of course, a joke, but hey, whatever. I like it, so we're going to keep it up now. It's System of a Down with Chop Suey.
Suicide.
Ah, that 3-minute window. Before, once System got noticed and popular, and right before they got way too political and nobody cared anymore. Hell, even a lot of the songs from Toxicity, even Toxicity itself, were highly politically charged, but they can never get away with it in the same way that, say, Rage Against the Machine could. Coming at you next, we've got Byproducts remix of Kozo Nakamura's Technodrome theme from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the arcade game. Not believe how much searching it took me to find that particular remix. Not that I'd heard it before or anything, but the problem is, and if you'll excuse my minor tirade here, when dealing with old school 8-bit chip tunes, especially from the regular Nintendo, most cover artists have chosen to reproduce those songs in metal form. And I like metal. There's nothing wrong with metal. But if you listen especially to the NES version of that track, I find the arcade to be way too tinny and weird. But if you listen to the NES version of that track, it has the sickest 8-bit drum line I have ever heard in any song. And it would be perfect for a drum and bass remix. And that's the closest I've found to something that approximates my own headcanon of the song. Is that a thing that happens? I don't know. Whatever. But all that being said, so many metal covers of so many old school chip tunes, and so little D&B, it's almost criminal. Coming at you next, here's a song I can't believe I have never played on this show. It's Deadmau5 with Ghosts and Stuff. We'll be right back. You know, it's sad. A lot of folks like to knock Deadmau5, but there's a reason that he's super popular, and it's called Ghosts and Stuff. And of course, it wouldn't be Fugue State if I didn't slip in some Rob Swire, some Groove Armada, or some Crystal Method somewhere along the line, so it had to happen, you know. Coming at you at the top of the hour, we've got Linkyo with the permalink coming at you once again with all that hot J-Core. So keep it locked and loaded here on Ponyville FM. And that about ends my time for the evening. We're pretty much hitting the end of our little list. And here's a little coincidence that I didn't see happen until it happened. You'll see it in a moment if it doesn't click as soon as I announce that the name of the song is The Ghost of You. And this is My Chemical Romance. So, with no further ado, I'm out, y'all. Take it easy. Listening to Ponyville FM, the cure for the common cold.